Proverbs Day 27, Rejection and Being Misunderstood. Do not speak to fools, for they will scorn your prudent words. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 9, NIV. As Paul and Barnabas were leaving the synagogues, the people invited them to speak further about these things on the next Sabbath. When the congregation was dismissed, many of the Jews and devout converts to Judaism followed Paul and Barnabas, who talked with them and urged them to continue in the grace of God. Acts chapter 13, verse 42 and 43, NIV. Acts was written by Luke, a Gentile physician and companion of Apostle Paul. Acts was written to Theophilus. Theophilus means friend of God. There's speculation that this could be a specific person. The book of Acts records the birth and growth of the Christian church. Paul and Barnabas have been going around to the synagogues, performing miracles and preaching about Jesus to the Jewish people. As a reminder, the Jewish leaders had rejected Jesus. It's how he was crucified. Paul and Barnabas are speaking to Jewish people. However, the church is so encouraged by them that they are invited to speak again the following week. On the next Sabbath, almost the whole city gathered to hear the word of the Lord. When the Jews saw the crowds, they were filled with jealousy. They began to contradict what Paul was saying and heaped abuse on him. Acts chapter 13, verse 44 and 45, NIV. There is no other more important person than the Apostle Paul that worked to spread the message of Christianity. He wrote most of the books of the New Testament. Barnabas, his real name is Joseph. He got the nickname from the apostles because Barnabas means son of encouragement. He carries a lot of influence. People are drawn to him naturally. He's also known to convert a lot of non-Christians to Christianity. Yet, both of these men, because of the crowds they drew, are being undermined. The people were so encouraged the previous week that they invited them back to speak. And now their message is being undermined and they are being abused. This used to be really hard for me. How can you be spreading good and people come against you? How can you be spreading good and people reject you? How can you be spreading good and people are convicted to misunderstand you? We realize that their rejection, misunderstanding, and harm doesn't have anything to do with us. The people are jealous and they are willing to stop the spread of Christianity or even your good deed at the expense of their personal feelings. Jesus left and went to his hometown accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogues, and many who heard him were amazed. Where did this man get these things? They asked. What's this wisdom that has been given to him? What are these remarkable miracles he is performing? Isn't this the carpenter? Isn't this Mary's son and the brother of James and Joseph, Judas and Simon? Aren't his sisters here with us? And they took offense at him. Jesus said, a prophet is not without honor except in his own town, among his relatives, and in his own home. He could not do any miracles there except lay his hands on a few sick people and heal them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. Mark chapter 6, verse 1 through 5, NIV. Jesus, he cannot perform many miracles in his hometown because the people closest to him don't believe in him like Jesus. actually experienced this. His brothers actually rejected that he is the Messiah, and they made fun of him. We recognize that this is human nature. The closer the relationship, the more we experience lack of support. The more we grow and others around us are not pacing with us, the more they will want to diminish us. The biggest one is that the more the people lack self-awareness, the more they will project all their insecurities onto us and literally try to make you at fault that they feel the way that they feel. We can't personalize any of it. It literally has nothing to do with us. And Jesus experienced it. Then Paul and Barnabas answered them boldly, "We had to speak the word of God to you first. Since you reject it and do not consider yourselves worthy of eternal life, we turn to the Gentiles." Acts chapter 13, verse 46, NIV. The more we are unaware that this moment is a teacher, the more likely we will shrink and think it has something to do with our personhood. It doesn't. This rejection, harm, and misunderstanding is meant to jumpstart their true mission. It is meant to give you confidence in your calling, your good, or your contribution. They missed out on the message of eternal life. We keep focus on this truth. They miss out on the good you were meant to give to that environment. For this is what the Lord commanded us. I have made you a light for the Gentiles that you may bring salvation to the ends of the earth. Acts chapter 13, verse 47, NIV. The rejection was God aligning them to their true path. They were meant to experience that rejection. It kicked off the message of salvation through Christ to the Gentiles. God chose Paul, a man that is an expert in the law and how Christ sets us free from it, and Barnabas, a man that is known for his encouraging messages leading non-Christians to become Christians. Their rejection is only meant to expose our gifting and true path that God has in mind for us. So they shook the dust off their feet as a warning to them and went to Iconium. And the disciples were filled with joy and the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 13, verse 51 and 52, NIV. You leave toxic environments immediately. They shook the dust off their feet as a physical reminder that you don't take any of the residue of an experience that was meant to harm you, and God made it all good. Glory. They were filled with joy and the Holy Spirit at experiencing rejection. Mostly we realize that the better we get at identifying misalignment, the sooner we get to the place that God has in mind for us, and that place is ready to steward our gifts. We accept that strangers will accept us at face value, and people closest to us will work to discredit us. Do not speak to fools, for they will scorn your prudent words. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 9. God tells us that there are some people we don't even speak to, that they have been placed on our path as a stumbling block. And God says, fools, we avoid them.